Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is Introducing Automated Data Collectors for WebSphere Commerce. Today's presenters are Mike Colligan and David Lagumba. Mike and David are software developers from the WebSphere Commerce Support Organization. As members of the WebSphere Commerce Support Team, they are responsible for providing technical assistance for the WebSphere Commerce family of products. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Mike and Dave.
All right, thanks a lot, Joseph. Thanks, everybody, for joining. I'm Mike Callahan, here with David Lagumba. So today we want to introduce you to a new project that we've done and ready to launch. These are the automated data collectors for WebSphere Commerce V7. Let's move on to slide 2 and take a look at the agenda for today. So first off, we're going to justify the need, why we need automated collectors, how it's improved over the manual process, what benefits we're going to get from this. We'll then take a step back, take a look at the bigger picture of IBM Support Assistant. It's important to understand ISA as it's a key delivery mechanism for the automated collectors. We'll take a look at what's been new and improved compared to the existing commerce collectors that have actually existed since 5.6.1. We'll talk about the must-gather project, how we've enhanced the must-gathers, and why these documents are very important to the automated collectors. Dave will then take you through sort of a high-level flow of what you'll go through when you actually run the collectors. And he'll take a deeper dive into each one of those main actions and explain what's actually happening on your system, such as gathering trace, gathering data from the database, and so on. Finally, we'll show you how to actually get started with the collectors, where to download ISA, ISA Lite, how to install the Commerce plugin, and how to actually start using the collectors. And as Joseph mentioned at the end, we'll field any questions that you have. Slide 3, please. So if you're familiar with the current must-gathers that exist for WebSphere Commerce, we have quite a few of them out there. It's mostly a manual process. There's quite a few steps that we highlight explaining what data needs to be gathered from the file system, queries you need to go ahead and run. Sometimes manually collecting this data, it might be confusing, might be tedious, might be time-consuming. It really just depends on the collection itself and how big the list of things you need to gather are. So by automating these must-gathers, it offers a lot of things for us. Obviously, it's improving the efficiency and accuracy of the collections. The automated process will get exactly what we're needing every time. This, in turn, will reduce the time to actually gather the data. You don't need to go and look for each of the files. We're going to ask you a couple questions, a couple prompts, and then from there, we'll drive the path to everything we need. We'll get the database pieces that we need. Since it's an automated process, we can actually get more data than we necessarily need off the bat. So we might need some initial logs to start troubleshooting the problem, but as we get deeper in, we might need to look at our own code. We'll need to understand your fixed pack level, what APARs you have on, which traces we can get from you. So since we're automating this, we can do more right off the bat, and we can get all of that, and hopefully it means we just need to get one set of data off you, which is one automated collection, depending on the problem type. The automated collectors themselves, as I sort of mentioned, they are delivered within the IBM Support Assistant, or ISA for short, workbench. On the next slide, I'll show you what that is. It's a key way to get the collectors, and there is also an ISA Lite download, which David will talk about in a little bit. If you're familiar with what used to be out there, either for commerce or for other products such as WAS, there used to be the notion of the portable collector. That is now called IBM Support Assistant Lite. So I just wanted to get a couple terms clarified there. As I said, WAS is on board with this project. They've already got quite a few must-gathers and automated data collectors out there, as do most of the other products that would be related to the Commerce stack, such as DB2, Portal, and so on. So Commerce is getting up to speed there, but we've also sort of extended the framework to do a couple key things for Commerce specifically and for the Commerce product. The must-gather documents are a key piece to the automated process. We've actually generated the automated collectors based on the same source that we're generating the must-gather document. So the important piece there is that we're keeping both of these documents in sync. So whether you're getting the data manually or automatically, we're going to get the same information from you. As I mentioned, we have actually had a commerce plugin for ISA and automated collectors since around the 5.6.1 timeframe. So 5.6.1 and 6.0, they've just had general collectors. So there's been two collectors, a general runtime or a developer toolkit collector. These were okay for getting the initial data to try to troubleshoot a problem. It would just get the current system out log, the main config files like the WC server, the NIST stack, and whatnot. Didn't really help too much with actually solving a deeper problem, though, because it was lacking the database, it was lacking runtime traces. So I'll show you two slides from now what we've actually done to improve that for the 7.0 commerce collectors. Slide 4, please. So before we get into too much of a dive as to what we've done with the commerce collectors, let's just take a step back and make sure we all understand or refamiliarize ourselves with IBM Support Assistant itself. So the ISA Workbench is an Eclipse RCP-based UI, and it's integrating several IBM product plugins. So each product is responsible for creating their own plugin that you can install within ISA Workbench. So Commerce, we have our own plugin, WAS has their own, and so on. And there's several pieces of useful information that you can get out of this, and not just the automated collectors. So there's a powerful search integration. So if you haven't seen it, it's tying several key places that you'd actually want to go search to try to troubleshoot a problem or learn more about a particular IBM or Commerce component. It's a single source for a lot of embedded tools, and these are problem determination tools that are created by the IBM community, and they're actually embedded right within IBM Support Assistant. So some of these tools you might be familiar with on something like DeveloperWorks, but we've actually integrated them within ISA now, and using the case management system, you can actually sort of track your PMRs in different incidents of a problem that you have, as well as any tool that you run on that data. You can all attach that into one case, and you could export that case to IBM, and IBM Support can sort of pick up where you left off based on your case data. One other important thing is it's helping you build a stronger connection with IBM Support. A couple ways it can do that. One is the integrated Assist on Site plugin. So IBM Assist on Site is sort of a remote desktop application if you haven't seen it. It allows people like Dave and I on Commerce Support to connect directly with your machine. You can show us what the issue is, and perhaps at the end of it, we can run an automated collector to gather some data to continue to look at it. The other piece is you have SR capabilities, so you can open service requests, or as we call them, PMRs, within the tool, and then you can, you know, update or upload the archive that you've gathered from your collection. So let's move on to slide 5, please. So on to slide 5 now. So let's actually get to the meat of what we're talking about. So the commerce collectors, what has been improved or what is new about them? So we have had the general collectors, 4.5.6.1 or 6.0 commerce, but within 7.0 now, we're launching new collectors, and the most important thing about them is that these are actually component-specific collectors. So we're launching off the bat around 20 or 25 component collectors that are meant to gather sets of data for a specific type of problem. But this is not just a general problem. Now we're talking about an access control problem, a user registration or logon problem, an access control problem. Each of these require different runtime traces, different sets of data from the database, potentially different config files or different questions we want to ask you. So we've broken those down into separate collectors, basically. When we do the launch, which will probably be within the week or so, everything's been pushed out to be published. So within the week, we're going to have the 20 to 25 collectors. They're mostly geared towards the installation side of things right now. Since we're targeting this for V7 Commerce for now, within the first launch, we're going to have everything product install related, APAR feature pack or fixed pack install, instance creation, and so on. Since, of course, if you're using Commerce 7, you've got to install it first, so that we'll start with those. We also have the sort of common problems or big hitters, like the orders collector, payments, access control, and so on. So as I said, the collectors and must-gathers should be rolled out by the end of the week or early next week, and Dave will talk about that. Longer term, we're targeting about 60 or 70 collectors. I've got long term there, but really it's still actually in the fairly short term. So in the coming month or two, once we can, we're pretty much trying to accomplish that no matter what the commerce problem is. If there's data to collect from the file system or from the database, we will have an automated collector to do that. So that will be the target. The other key pieces, other than the fact these are component-specific collectors, or more so to support the fact that they're component-specific collectors, we've added a little extra functionality that's going to help us do that. So one of the most important things is we actually now allow you to recreate the problem or reproduce the problem while you are running our automated collector. So it'll stop along the way, and if that particular collector that you're running requires a runtime trace, we'll say we want to enable the trace, ask you to go reproduce the problem, you come back, say you're done, and we'll continue on with the collection. Dave's going to go into details on this and the other functionalities after. He'll also explain to us about the database extracts that we can now do, gathering files from the file system, obviously. We can take screenshots for you, and depending on the collector, we're going to want to ask you some interactive questions or have you provide additional details for us. One of the other nice things that's sort of attached with every collection that you create now is a summary and analysis report. So this is an HTML report that gets generated, and I'll talk about it in more detail later. But at a high level, it's included within every archive, and it'll explain to you what has been collected in every archive, how is the collection itself done, what's the high-level configuration of your instance, so fixback level, database configuration, everything like that. And it's also going to do some initial problem determination. So based on some errors we see in the log, we'll try to see if there's any relevant known issues related to that. So I'll talk about that in a moment. Another important thing about the collectors, they're not all or nothing. We find it's important to keep our clients in control when they're gathering data from their file system. You want to know what is happening on your machine, and you want to be able to control that. So there's a lot of ways we offer you to be able to do that. The easiest way is we actually ask you for the actions that we deem may be intrusive. So enabling runtime trace, for example, or gathering data from the database. If you can never gather data from the database, you always need your DBA to do it, for example, you can say no when we ask you the question, and we'll just give you SQL files instead. Or alternatively, you can configure the collector so that it never asks you for the database because you know you always just want the SQL files. We have an article that Dave will explain later that talks about this configuration as well and how to make use of the collectors. A couple other things at the very end. We also have the ability for you to upload any custom files to the collection. So there's certain things that we want to know with every collector, but then you might have additional data that you want to tell us. Pretty common that I get a document file that contains screenshots and an explanation of the step-by-step that you did to reproduce the problem or explaining what you're trying to achieve. You can attach that automatically within the collector, and the last step of the collector is we ask if you want to FTP that to the IBM server. Slide 6, please. So an important thing to understand about the project itself is that the automated collectors really stem from a change or enhancement to the must-gather documents that we have. So for WebSphere Commerce, we've had must-gathers for a long, long time. We have quite a few of them. But for the ones in 7.0, we've redesigned them and we've improved them a lot, adding a lot. And the must-gathers themselves are pretty important for a number of reasons, specifically with the automated collectors now. So I've got a screenshot there on the right of just the top part of the access control must-gather, for example. It'll tell you where to get IBM Support Assistant or the ISA Lite download. It'll tell you specifically which collector do you want to run within those, the ISA or ISA Lite. For example, click WebSphere Commerce, Security, Access Control. That is the collector that mirrors this must-gather document, as you can see in the bottom left of the screenshot. As I said, both the collector and the must-gather mirror each other. They're generated from the same input, so this is our subject matter experts and development teams creating these documents as to what data we need to troubleshoot the problems. Now, the other important thing is we're building more than just the must-gather document. So as you can see, the collecting data is actually just one tab of this document. We have a couple other tabs. Learning more and troubleshooting are the most important ones. This is to help build a knowledge collection, so to speak. We want to tell you more than just what data we need. We want to be able to tell you about the component or about the problem itself. So the learning more will refer to this documentation. The troubleshooting, if there's any known tech notes for this particular component or any articles written by our team on DeveloperWorks, for example, on how to walk through troubleshooting something. You'll find all that information here. If there's related must-gathers, they'll be on the troubleshooting tab as well. So we want to enlighten you as to not just what is the data, but how can I learn more about this data, how can I troubleshoot the data myself, when do I want to get this data, and how to look at it. So that's what we're trying to build through these knowledge collections and the new revised must-gather documents. Slide 7, please. So I'm actually going to pass it off to Dave for a bit here. He's going to take us through a walkthrough at a high level of the different actions that get run when you run the collector, and then he'll take a deeper dive as to what those actions actually are. Dave?
Thanks, Mike. So as Mike mentioned, I'm going to start off with a high-level flow of what you would do if you were using our automated collectors, and then I'm going to discuss some of the updates, key functionality that we added, and how it helps. So as you can see, the main point of entry in this case is the IBM Support Assistant Workbench, could be ISA Lite as well. From there, you go to the Collect Data section, which you will use to select the WebSphere Commerce dropdown and an associated automated data collector. In this case, we have the access control problem highlighted. Slide 8. Highlighted here in green are the type of actions that Mike actually mentioned previously, so gathering screenshots, files, database, or enabling logging. So each must-gather is different, and not every problem requires the same type of data or necessarily all these four types of data. So the must-gather will determine it, and it will request the information from you as necessary, and it will collect this information. So the logging truck will come, collect your logs. You can collect any other configuration files you may want. There's the ability to collect screenshots of a problem, and any particular database that the must-gather defines is required to debug the type of problem you're having. Slide 9, please. The fifth key feature is the ability to answer questions. So the must-gather will be prompting you, saying stuff like, how did you reproduce the problem? Please provide the steps, or is there any additional information that you'd like to attach to this PMR? And all that stuff will get attached to the generated archive. And from that point on, you can do what you wish with the archive. If you have a PMR with us, you can FTP it directly to IBM, and the PMR will be updated with this file, and the support rep assisting you will be able to work on it. Alternatively, you could send it to whatever system you want via generic FTP, or you could do nothing with it. Leave it on the machine that you collected it on and look through it there. Slide 10, please. So we've mentioned the ISA Workbench and ISA Lite. These are the two entry points that you can use to run our collectors. The ISA Workbench is a larger top-heavy application because it provides a lot of additional functionality on top of collectors, so troubleshooting tools, consolidated knowledge information. If you're looking for just running the collector, though, and you don't want to download and install an actual application to do this, you can use ISA Lite, which is Java Swing UI that is just meant to run collectors. And the beauty with ISA Lite is you can run it in GUI mode. You can run it in console mode if you don't have or if you don't want to use a UI, you just want to SSH in and run it. You could also run it in silent mode where you use a response file that contains the responses to whatever questions the ISA Lite, the collector will be requesting. It works across ISA Workbench and ISA Lite. The goal of Quick Collect is to allow you to configure answers that you will always provide the same or pre-select values for certain prompts. That way, when you run the collector, no prompts will be displayed, and it will just blaze through the collection in literally seconds. Mike and I have actually written a DeveloperWorks article. It says coming soon on this slide, but it actually is out there in the wild. A link was just posted to the web meeting chat to this. If you'd like, we'd recommend you take a look at this, and it describes how to configure and how to use our collectors, whether it's the ISA Workbench or ISA Lite mode you're running them in. Slide 11, please. So we've talked a lot about the things it does at a high level, but let's spend a few moments to discuss each section, each enhancement we've made. So we have the ability to gather files from your system. They can be collected from the Commerce Installation Directory, WAS Installation Directory, and the Update Installer Install Directory. They all are attached to the archive. And these files are logs, traces, configurations, whatever is defined in the must gather. Security is a key thing for many people, for everyone actually, and we know you don't want to send us information that has sensitive information, such as the merchant key. So when we collect files, we know what type of files contain this sensitive information, and we have a scrub operation that removes this type of data, so there's no concern that you're sending over information you shouldn't. It's good to point out that with each collection, we gather a common set of files. We do this so we don't have to ask you particular types of information like what APARs are installed, what's your fixed path level, stuff like that if you open up a PMR with us. So it's all there and we're all good. Ideally, there should be only one directory you need to enter in when you're starting the collector, and that's the Commerce Installation Directory. From that, we use our own Commerce configuration files that come with the install to determine the locations of pretty much everything else. Another nice feature of the collector is once you enter in something, the next time you run it, you'll notice your answer has been persisted. If we can move on to the next slide, please. Moving along this topic of what else can we do, and in line with collecting files, we can enable runtime or startup trace with the collectors. We use WSAdmin prompts, WSAdmin scripts like Jackal scripts to do this. We've keyed into existing WAS functionality in their own collectors to utilize the functions they've created for enabling this. So by doing this, we've inherited the ability to support systems with WAS security enabled, and the ability to set a predefined trace string, enable it, allow you to run your reproduction. Once reproduction is done, we restore the trace string. Since some problems may require the addition of, say, some custom trace, we do provide the ability to add or modify what trace has been decided by the must gather to be run with. Mike mentioned earlier that we don't want to do anything that the client doesn't want us to do. We want to give the client full control of the tool. So we won't enable trace unless you let us. So we'll ask you, can we enable trace? If you decide yes, we'll go through the flow of enabling it, starting your server if required. But if you decide not to, or if it turns out you decided not to because you can't, what we'll do is we'll provide you with a dialogue. You can see it on the bottom of the screen here, that gives you the trace string that we would have enabled if you had let us, and you have the choice of enabling it yourself if you'd like, or just logging it for future note. Slide 13, please. Moving on to the database, this is new to the Commerce collectors. There's a lot of configuration information and data that is relevant to many types of problems inside the database. So what we've done is we've implemented a methodology whereby we can collect a predefined set of SQLs. They're predefined according to the must-gather using a Type 4 JDBC connection. As is the case with enabling trace, it's the same with the database. These are very important pieces of people's system, and we don't want to be touching them if you don't want us to. Or if you actually don't have the credentials to do it. So what we do is we ask you, do you want us to run the queries? If you say no, we'll download the queries to your file system. They'll be attached to the archive, and you can then later send them to your DBA to run if that's required. If you do allow us to run them, we'll use the Commerce configuration files to pre-populate pretty much all the data about how to connect to the database, except for the password. We don't persist passwords. It's something that you always have to enter. As is the case with gathering files, if you allow us to gather database information, we'll also gather a generic set of database data, including your site table, maybe some table statistics. This works for DB2 or Oracle, this functionality, so it's important to note that as well. Slide 14, please. Coming back to the concept of asking questions, there's only so much that we can state in a must-gather. Even though you're having issues associated to a particular component, a particular problem, there may be a twist in your use case. The must-gathers allow for this variability in information, so they'll ask you specific questions. Say, is there anything else that you'd like to say about this? How did you reproduce a problem? Things like that. Or as Mike mentioned, a lot of the times we generally get documents with screenshots or additional information that the must-gather wouldn't have known about and wouldn't have been able to collect because it didn't know about. So what you can do is you can put all this information into an archive and attach it to the collector, which will then insert your custom archive into our general collection archive. Next slide, please. I'm not going to mention much about screenshots, except that the collector has the ability to do it and will attach screenshots. Slide 16, please. And likewise with the screenshots, it's been mentioned earlier by Mike, so I just wanted to give a prompt here showing you how it's done, but you can send the PMRs to us via the functionality included in ISA collectors, and it will come to us and be attached to us. Slide 17, please. So you've installed our collectors, you've run it, and we've gathered a whole bunch of information from your system. Obviously, you want to know what it is we gathered. So there's a few ways you can find out what we've gathered and a few places to look. The first one is the associated must-gather. The data collector mirrors what the must-gather is asking a person to manually collect. So you can look at the must-gather, see what it's asking, and that's what we've collected. Additionally, you could inspect the archive we've created. You'll notice it contains the collected data in its associated folders. There's AutoPD logs, which are of interest to support of the collector because that's pertinent to the running of the actual collector. There's analysis reports, which Mike is going to discuss a little bit later, so I'm not going to dwell on that. And then there's the ActionXML data, which is also associated to the running of the collector. One point, if you're using the ISA Workbench, you can leverage the archive viewer that comes with it in the case management system to filter out the files collected based on some tagging that we did using some meta-info in the actual archive. So that's a nice feature if you want to filter out and find the log files or find certain configuration files. Slide 18, please. I'm going to pass this over to Mike now just to go over the analysis report that is generated.
All right, thank you, Dave. So just to talk about a few more things within the archive and of interest to you. So one is what I mentioned earlier. This is the actual analysis report. There's a lot of things in the analysis report, and this is one of the key pieces for the next phase of our project. We're going to be building upon this. For now, there's still some really good things in there. So the top line actually shows you where to find the analysis report within the collected archive itself. When you get a collected archive, whether you are the client and you've done the collection yourself or whether it's me on support, the first thing that I'd recommend is probably just open up the report just to get a quick view as to what just happened. It tells you about the collection mode. So was it ISA, ISA Lite? Did you run in console mode? Did you use our quick collect feature? Was the problem actually reproduced within the collector itself, or was it not needed, or did you say no to the runtime trace and no to reproducing the problem? It tells us the operating system, and as I mentioned, the article actually explained that you can disable actions globally, so I don't ever want to run the database stuff, and the configuration will actually be reflected within the report, so right off the bat I can see why there's no CSVs present in the archive that you sent me. A few other things, it gives us a quick view as to how your commerce instance itself is configured and how you set it up, what maintenance is done on it. So, for example, it'll tell you what commerce release you're on, what fix pack, feature pack, day pars, and so on you have installed or applied. This is good because we always want to know off the bat, you know, what are your levels, so what level of code are we up against? Are there new fixes that we need to know about? Do we need to build fixes upon what fixes you currently have today? So 99% of the time when we work on a PMR, one of the first questions is, you know, what fix stack are you on? So we won't need to ask that anymore because we're going to get that information ourselves. We also have things about the server configuration. This point in the next slide, just going to touch on real quick because this will be something we're going to elaborate on in the next phase of the project. We're creating a health checker for the future, and we're doing smarter analysis of the log files to try to initially determine what is the problem you're facing. For now, we do have things like the heap size identified, your web container thread pool, and JVM arguments, and so on. So if I'm facing a performance problem, for example, first thing I want to do is just go look at this and see if any of these settings are just completely out of whack, and let's get the low-hanging fruit or the obvious things out of the way first. Slide 19, please. So just to finish up the analysis and summary report that gets created, this is the initial log analysis that I mentioned. It will sift through the logs that we do collect and search for any so-called relevant commerce error messages. Every commerce error message is denoted by a CMN message. So what we do with those right now is we highlight those records in the logs. We identify how many of each error message you are seeing within the logs. That piece is actually surprisingly useful for us on support. If you're saying you're getting a particular error message, one thing I want to understand is what is the impact of it or how often is this occurring? What we can see from this report, you're getting this, you know, you hit it one time in the 18 hours of the logs or you got it 100 times in the 18 hours. There's a big difference there. So it just helps us understand right off the bat what are we really looking at. It also searches for any known issues, so tech notes or documents that identify that message and how to troubleshoot or resolve that. As I said, this is something we're going to be building a much greater and smarter repository in the next phase of the project to try to really help you try to do the initial problem determination before you even need to invoke IBM. So let's move on to slide 20, please. Slide 20, not a whole lot to go through again here. I've got a lot of it there. There's a link at the end that explains how to use ISA and, you know, how to get the most benefit out of it. One thing that we'll talk about is the case management system. Use this to track your stuff. Dave mentioned the archive viewer. You can export your cases. We've talked about it a lot, so let's just move on to slide 21. So when you get a collected archive, if you just open up the zip file, there's a few directories at the root level. The two that are important to you as a client or to somebody who's trying to understand what the data actually is, one is the WC must-gather directory, and the other is WC underscore report. The WC must-gather, it's the meat and potatoes of the collection. That's why we've created these collectors. That contains all of the data from the file system, the runtime traces, the database extracts. If you've answered any questions that we've asked you or attached any additional files, they're all in the must-gather. It's very cleanly named. You'll be able to navigate your way around there quite well. And one important thing or useful thing is the fact that the paths are actually preserved within the archive. So we know exactly the path that all of these files were pulled from your file system, because a lot of the time it actually is the path to the files that is important in solving the problem itself. The other directory, as I said, WC reports, this contains the actual analysis report that I just talked about on slide 18 and 19. And that's probably a good place to start when you look at the archive. Check out the report just to see what's up, and then go ahead and sift through the WC must gather directory. Slide 22, please. So let's say you've done those things. You looked at the collected archive. You looked at the report. You've opened up the WC must gather directory. And now what? Well, there's a few things you can do. The first thing that we'd always recommend is try to do some local manual analysis. So you've probably built up a lot of skills in different types of problems. So if you have skills in this area, try to sift through the problem yourself. Read the troubleshooting documentation that we have on the knowledge collections and must-gathers that I showed you earlier. And if you're needing help trying to actually troubleshoot through a trace log or understanding how to avoid these problems in the first place and stay up to date, Dave and I actually did one WST at the end of last summer, do-it-yourself WebSphere Commerce problem determination. So I encourage you to click on that link and go to the webcast from last year and check out some of the techniques that we're suggesting for you. The second step would be try to use some tools to actually do some analysis on the data. For this, it's really specific on the component that you're trying to troubleshoot. Some of the components might not have any tools, you'll just have a log and you need to make sense of the log. For other things like an out-of-memory problem, there's probably a lot of tools, and in fact there are a lot of tools that can really help you, and there's a lot of articles that explain how to use those tools. So if there are tools or if you have any custom tools or some other third-party tool, try to use those tools. Again, to shamelessly plug ourselves, we have a second WSP that, again, Dave and I actually did at the end of last summer. This one's actually using the IBM tooling to improve your self-help capabilities within commerce. So this is taking it to the next step, saying what tools are out there, how to use them, and how to actually use them to troubleshoot a problem. Finally, if you're not able to resolve the problem at that point or there's just not the tooling in place, you need some extra assistance, well, that's why Dave and I are on the support team. You can open up a service request or a PMR, send over the collected archive, FTP or HTTPS, and we'll take a look and help you out. 23, please. Okay, so just finishing off here, I guess the most important slide, if anything, to take away from this is how to actually get started with the collectors. I have the link here, how to download IBM Support Assistant Workbench. You can also refer to any of the Commerce Must Gathers once the new project is released within the week. It'll refer you to the ISA Workbench install, the Commerce plugin install, and that's an important piece. You need to have the Commerce plugin installed in ISA or the download of the single ISA Lite zip file for Commerce to get you all of these collectors. And again, check out the article that we've pasted in the chat if you click the little dialog box in the e-meeting. You can see the link that has the article that we've just published on the walkthrough of the collector and how to actually use them. They should be pretty self-explanatory, though, themselves, the collectors. They ask you a question, you answer the question, continue on. But there are some advanced configurations, and the article also covers that. Slide 24, please. So just some closing things here. Sneak peek into the future. As I said, this project's really evolving. We've got a lot of things planned. Here's a list of quite a few of them. I think there's two or three important things to note on this list. The first and most important is we will be porting these collectors and must-gathers back to Commerce V6. V6 will be in support for another few years, so we're going to port these back to them. We've launched it on V7, but we will get support in the coming months for V6 as well. And as I said, the next phase will be sort of trying to build the smarter health checker and the smarter auto PD analysis or log analysis to try to troubleshoot a problem for you or with you before you engage IBM support. And the last important thing, I think Dave might, you know, reiterate the point as well, but your feedback is important to us. We have a lot of direction on this, but we want to know what you guys want to see, what you'd like to see in the collectors, any feedback on using the collectors. And we have the first link on the references slide is the place to go to submit that feedback. So please do so. I'll pass it off to Dave on slide 25, and he'll take us home.
Yep. Okay. So I see we're coming very close to the end of this presentation, so I'll just quickly itemize this summary. So we've created these data collectors to assist you and us with problem determination. We want to increase the ability to resolve problems faster by not being stuck collecting data as opposed to looking at the actual problems. Our must gathers have been updated to mirror these automated data collectors, and they have been improved to beef up the information available to you. Many ways to run it: ISA, ISA Lite, both use the quick collect mode. Like Mike mentioned, this is a living, breathing project. We really, really do want to hear back from you regarding your thoughts, ideas, maybe concerns, so we can try and address them. Like Mike mentioned, they're in the pipe. They should be out this week, and we do encourage you to try them out when they do come out, not just when you have a problem. That way you familiarize yourself with the flow. Slide 26, please. Here we have some references that you can go take a look at. The key one is the first one. Here's where you can submit feedback on our collectors. Mike and I monitor this, so we will be reading it. The other links are associated to ISA, our master must gather, and things like that. So I'm going to move on to slide 27 now. This chart includes links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. Visit WebSphere Support Technical Exchange sites to learn more about upcoming WebSphere Support Technical Exchange webcasts, like the one you are attending today, and access previously recorded presentations. DeveloperWorks offers in-depth technical information. Visit WebSphere.org for user group information and more product information. The IBM Education Assistant consists of self-help modules to get new users up the learning curve quickly. The SR tool is for Passport Advantage clients to open, update, and view PMRs online. And the My Notifications link on all product support pages lets you sign up for weekly email updates for products of interest to you. I'm going to pass the presentation over to Joseph right now.
Thank you, Mike and Dave, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Marsha, we would like to open the lines for questions.
No questions have populated.
Thank you, Marsha. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.